Welcome to Under Construction, WYSO's series on growth in the Dayton area. I'm Lewis Wallace. I'm on the line with Heather Perlberg and John Gittleson of Bloomberg, who reported a story about Montgomery County's Huber Heights this week. Thanks for talking today.
Sure.
Thanks for having us.
You reported that Magnetar Capital, which is a hedge fund, bought up nearly 2,000 rentals, and 1,500 of those or so are in Huber Heights. And then the company asked the county to reassess property values downwards. Why does that matter?
It matters for a couple of reasons. One is they won't be paying as much property taxes, so the schools have already been hit hard, which depend the most on property taxes. And then it could also encourage other people to lower their property values, and you get this sort of downward spiral.
Huber Heights has a school levy on this November's ballot that's already been shot down several times, and the school district is kind of desperately going back to the voters to request new funding. How do these property assessments affect levy funding?
Right now, people in a certain area are obligated to pay a dollar amount every year. So if the assessments go down in the future, their tax rates will go up to be able to repay these obligations.
And what is Magnetar saying about this?
They say they're going to use the money that they're saving in the property taxes to reinvest in the homes they already have in the area.
And that will increase the value of the homes and create an upward spiral. So everybody would win.
The broader context here, as I understand it, is that the U.S. rental market has changed since the housing bust. What can you tell me about that change?
You've had lots of institutional investors coming in and buying up generally distressed property through foreclosure auctions, short sales, and they've amassed these huge amounts of homes that they are then turning into rental businesses.
And there's been about 8 million people nationally who lost homes to foreclosure, had to do a short sale. So now those people are renters because they can't get a mortgage on a house. So there's more demand for rentals, and then these Wall Street-backed firms are becoming the new big landlords.
So Magnetar really stands to benefit from this newly hardy rental market. But your report also suggests that the company was connected to practices that led to the housing crash in the first place. How so?
Magnetar sort of helped the banks sell these intricate, financially engineered bonds that helped fuel the housing bubble by continuing kind of risky loans to borrowers that didn't have the best credit, and then bet even bigger against those bonds that the housing market would fail.
And beyond Huber Heights, why should people care about this story?
This is the first instance that we've seen, but that doesn't mean it isn't going to happen elsewhere. There are a lot of companies like this that could come in and decide they want to buy a more concentrated collection of homes to rent instead of having them spread out and then kind of flex their muscles, which really is going to have a greater impact on communities than what is happening now.
I'm talking to Heather Perlberg and John Gittleson, reporters with Bloomberg. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Montgomery County, which includes Huber Heights, will reassess property values on all homes in 2014. You're listening to Under Construction, WYSO's series on growth in the greater Dayton area. We go beneath the physical and economic markers of growth to look at the human consequences. For WYSO, I'm Lewis Wallace.